Good evening, and welcome to the SFPS Center. This is our 10th season here at the center. My name is Randall Klein. I'm the artistic director. Great to have you all out for the first of four extraordinary nights of music here. Just a couple reminders as we get going. Please, no photography or recording of any kind. I know it's hard to pull this off. If you can turn your cell phones off, that would even be better. What else can I tell you? No intermission. Please try to keep your masks up during the performance unless you're drinking, which is absolutely okay here. Bring your drinks in from the bar here and get comfortable because this is comfortable music. It's going to take you somewhere tonight. Anyways, we're in the middle of this season. Over 300 concerts as part of this season. We've already knocked off about 30 of them in the first couple of weeks here. Next week, we've got a lot of activity, but notably, we're celebrating Thelonious Monk's birthday, which we do every year on October the 10th. Kenny Barron and Benny Green will be here on the birthday, and on Wednesday of next week, we're doing a listening party. I'll be in conversation with Robin D.G. Kelly, who wrote the definitive Monk biography. If any of you haven't read it, it's really a phenomenal piece of research and story about the monk's life and his growing up and how he became and what he was. So one of the great geniuses of our time. So anyways, that's a thing. Four members primarily here. Are there any SFJS members out here tonight? Thank you all. Listening parties have always been a thing we do for members. We're inviting outsiders for them. Anyways, if you're new to the building, I encourage you to become part of the membership family here. Throughout COVID, we launched a video series, a broadcast series called Fridays at 5, which is now part of SF Jazz at Home. Fridays Live is what we do. We broadcast live from here most every Friday night, or we have something from the recent archives that we're broadcasting during COVID. We signed up close to 12,000 people around the world. We raised over $1.2 million and kept our doors open here. And of that 1.2, it gets a little better. We gave over 600,000 of that that went directly to musicians. So thank you all for your support. If you're not a member or new here, I invite you to become part of this family who cares about culture and this particular art form and what happens on the stage. So thank you all for being here tonight. Charles is really, part of the SF Jazz family here. We're just talking, his first performance was in 1993 here at Grace Cathedral. It was a solo performance that he did here. 2001, he performed with Zakir Hussain, who's going to be with him on Saturday and Sunday nights here with Marvin Sewell. And he's done all sorts of great things. A beautiful concert actually at Masonic Auditorium with Billy Higgins, a duet. It was part of a drum-centered evening. Anyways, it's great to have him back here. This is really, also I just want to plug, there was a great piece in, I think, the August 1st issue of The New Yorker that talks about Charles and what a phenomenon he is in his career, and worth checking out, easily available online. Anyways, Charles is here with three different trios. Tomorrow night it's going to be with Gerald Clayton and Reuben Rogers, and tonight this is the Chapel Trio with some more SF Jazz family, Bill Frizzell, who was a resident artistic director here for a few seasons in the Open, and Thomas Morgan. So please welcome Chapel Trio, Charles Lloyd.
I think 93 was not Grace Cathedral. That was 2001 that's up here. The only reason I'm telling you the difference is because he grilled me. Matt, he said, Charles, when will you play St. Mary's? Was that 93? I didn't remember the years, but I remember that it happened. But 2001, I do remember, because someone was threatening to blow up the Golden Gate. Masa, is this voice okay for me? The mic? Good. So, no, louder, she says. I've been to Germany. So, what I'm trying to say is that I don't have a place in this world, and I'm just passing through, and I found music, and that's what I've been working on. And Zakir. So Zakir lives over across the bridge, and someone was threatening to blow up the bridge. And Zakir, the great cathedral, he said, it's not about blowing up bridges, it's about building bridges. And so I was always moved by that, but three of you were too. That's good. Yeah, hey. You have to walk it, you know, because it's not always easy out here, you know. I've been through a lot of toll booths, and I don't. I like to keep it simple, you know. I wanted to tell you. Oh, people are still coming in, so I can talk to you for a moment. Sorry about that. I wanted to tell you something. Oh, the first piece we play. I remember we were playing over across the Yoshi's, that's across the bridge over there. And so Master Higgins called me up to his room, and he said, you know, Aki, we've been soldiering for a long time, but tonight I'd like for us to do something different. And so, what are you talking about, Aki? Oh, Master Higgins, I'm Aki. So he said, I want us tonight to walk through the audience. And I said, no, Master Higgins, I'm not going to walk the bar. Because that's sharp language, walking the bar, you know, the saxophone plays honking and crawling down the bar. And he said, no, it's not that. And what he was addressing was that he thought that, pick up your stuff, and so he thought that something different would happen. And after, but he's Master Higgins, he's 2 years my senior, and so I walked down into the audience around with him. And then the next night, the people wanted, you know, I don't like that I sound so much treble. Can you make me sound more like Barry White? I'm not trying to get in there, but I would like to just be a little lower, you know. Charles. So the next night, people couldn't get in the club because people wanted to know, were they going to walk through the audience tonight? You know, so people get used to something, you know, like that. Yeah. When I was a little boy, I dreamed to play the saxophone, and now I have one, and I'm still. Is somebody leaving? Oh. That's another thing happened, you know. I don't want people to leave, but if you have to, you know. I used to have them in Germany to lock the doors, you know. Well, no, I mean, you get used to it too, you know. Okay, I'll cut it out. But I'm happy to be here, and my brother Bill Frizzell. Bill Frizzell on the guitar, please. Brother Thomas Morgan on the bass fiddle. So we offer this piece up for a friend who just left town. I'm from Memphis and he was from Little Rock, so we were not far apart, but we had some tenderness together. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Chapel in San Antonio, and this couple took me to see it in a kind of a southwestern and laid out, you know, it wasn't trying to be missionary, nothing funny, it just was beautiful. And so with all of its adobe surrender, I wanted to play there, and they said, sure, you can play here. But I thought drums would be too much for that chapel. So I invited Bill, and I knew he had this love relationship over here. And so Brother Thomas, he's so sensitive and intuitive that I knew he could fly with us, and plus Bill told me that they had been listening to all of my recordings, so I said, okay, sounds like they've had some experience, you know. So I surrendered to this trio, and so whenever our schedules permit, we try to get together, and it's always a holy communion for me, and I drink the waters of that chapel often, and so check out Chapel Trio. It's got something for you in there. Some, oh, I played Duke Ellington earlier, and we're going to play Blood Count, Strayhorn's Blood Count later, but it's all a part of a whole that I'm trying to make sense of my journey through here. Thank you. When I was a little boy, my mother had a large house, and in my town there wasn't adequate hotels for the musicians, so the lady from the theater called my mother and asked her if she would put Duke Ellington and Lionel Hampton and Count Basie and some of their musicians up. So I was in heaven, you know. I couldn't wait for them to wake up in the morning because I had questions, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.